when you, it came to working on the dark ruby, Clogston said, yes, go ahead, but...
Well, that was a little later.
Was it already early at the stage when you were working with towns on the paper then?
No, it was in between. You know, I guess what it was that after we finished the paper, I knew that Towns and Cummins and later Abella and Heavens were going to work on trying to make a potassium optical maser at Columbia. And I never want to do what anybody else is doing because I have much confidence in my ability to compete, and I don't like competing. And being at Bell Labs in the transistor era, you felt that if you could do anything in a gas, you could do it better in a solid. So I started trying to learn about solids. And in fact, in that one paragraph in our paper that mentions the solids have broad bands for absorbing light and sharp lines to emit it, I had just learned that much. I knew that ruby was that way. Now, ruby was a common material around there because a lot of people were working on microwave masers. So you could go down the hall and find somebody that had a drawer full of rubies in various concentrations and could borrow a few samples which you'd never return. So I just thought, well, you know, get my feet wet, I'll try and learn something about this stuff. What's it all about? I had no idea to the theory or anything at all about it. And I got hold of a copy of Pringsheim's book on fluorescence and phosphorescence, and which was one of these wonderful, thoroughly Germanic books that had all the references back to the early 1800s, very complete. But it didn't have the answers we wanted. And at that time, I asked Clarkson if I could work on that, and he said, fine. Then later, as far as the dark, after we had found out that the there was another incident in the fall of 1958, after fall of 1960, rather, after Maiman had published the pink ruby laser, I was thinking about the dark ruby, and I really knew quite a lot about it, and I knew that those satellite lines or end lines were really very strong, stronger than the R lines, and I just felt that that dark ruby maser that I had proposed really ought to work. So I asked Clarkson if he thought I ought to try it out, and he said, you owe it to yourself. So we did, and it worked right away, and of course I should have done it sooner.